vidimus stellam eius in oriente, et venimus adorare eum. We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today we observe the solemnity of the Feast of the Epiphany of our Lord. The word Epiphany comes from the Greek epiphaneia, which means to appear or to shine, or in this particular case, to manifest. In the early church, the birth of Christ was celebrated on the Feast of Epiphany, a feast that is much older than Christmas. Today, even though the Feast of Epiphany is largely forgotten, it remains the summit of Christmastide. It is the 12th day of Christmas, and it completes the Christmas solemnities. Along with Easter and Christmas, it ranks among the great feasts of the year. Christ entered the world in the silence of the night as an insignificant child born in a stable. At Epiphany, his identity was revealed, and he appears now in his majesty and royal splendor. By his passion and resurrection, he has entered into his glory. That is, his humanity is raised to the position of Lord and King of all creation. As ruler and as king, he enters today into his city, that is us, mankind, his church. And he celebrates the triumph of his omnipotent and majestic love for men. It is the marriage feast of Christ and his bride, the church. The wise men from the east are present, representing the Gentiles, whom he has invited into his kingdom. Pope St. Leo the Great tells us, let us recognize in the Magi, who adore Christ, the primordial fruits of our vocation and of our faith. Let us celebrate with exultant spirits the beginnings of our blessed hope. Just as they drew forth from their treasuries mystical gifts to offer them to the Lord, so let us bring forth from our hearts those things which are worthy of God. Today, the Sunday after Epiphany, is a feast of the Holy Family. These gifts brought by the Magi were presented to our Lord before the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. Some of you have received for your homes the Epiphany House blessing. It is particularly apt that Holy Mother Church offers us, her children, this blessing at this time of the year, since the manifestation of our Lord to the Gentiles happened in the presence of the Holy Family. Besides the adoration of our Lord by the Magi, we commemorate the baptism in the Jordan by St. John Baptist and the miracle of the changing of the water into wine at the wedding feast at Cana. The central theme of this feast, however, which is alone mentioned in the Mass of the Epiphany, is the adoration by the Magi. Let us take a close look at this and also its relation to the Holy Family. Following the opinion of some of the fathers, we accept that there were three Magi named Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar, who were probably petty kings or princes. Even though their exact origins are not known to us, it is clear that they were Gentiles and not from the chosen people. By the time of the Epiphany, the birth of our Lord was proclaimed to men of every race and condition of life, to the Jews, the chosen people, to those who were simple and poor in the persons of the shepherds, to the holy and just men and women in the persons of Simeon and Anna, and finally to the Gentiles, the learned, the powerful, and sinners in the persons of the Magi. It is said that after the resurrection, they were baptized by St. Thomas the Apostle and they preached the gospel. The tradition says that they were martyrs and that their bodies were venerated first at Constantinople and then in Milan. In the 12th century, when Emperor Barbarossa conquered Milan, their relics were taken to Cologne and now, today, can be venerated at a shrine in the cathedral at Cologne. We read in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2, verse 2, that the Magi asked, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to adore him." Vidimus enim stellam eius in oriente, et venimus adorare eum. The purpose of their journey to Bethlehem was to honor our Lord by an act of latria or adoration, which is offered to God alone. The Magi knew that the child to whom they were going was divine. They offered gifts to this divine infant, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that in their offering of gold, which signifies power, the Magi acknowledge Christ as the Creator. In the offering of myrrh, which is a preservative, they confess him as the conserver of all created things. In the offering of frankincense, they recognized him as the Redeemer. For just as frankincense is immolated in honor of God, so Christ was to be immolated on the cross for the redemption of mankind. The adoration of our Lord by the Magi took place before the Blessed Virgin and Saint Joseph. On the feast day of the Epiphany, we also commemorate the baptism of our Lord and the wedding feast at Cana. It is fitting that at this time of the year, Holy Mother Church offers the Epiphany House blessing to all her children. She implies by this that we too are to journey to our Lord like the three Magi. They visited the first home that the Holy Family had established in the stable in Bethlehem. They came in humility to honor and pay homage to the Christ child and were among the first not only to seek Jesus, but also to recognize him as the Messiah. We know when we read the first chapter of Genesis that everything God created was good, but it was by the sin of Adam and Eve that evil entered the world. By this, the world was claimed by the devil. Our Lord came to reclaim the world that is rightly his, since all things were created through him, with him, and in him. Blessing objects, people, and even houses is a way of claiming things for God. The Epiphany water blessing on the vigil and the blessing of houses during the octave of this great feast signifies this claim that God makes over the world and over us, created in his image and likeness. It involves several exorcisms in the name of God, commanding every unclean spirit, every devilish power, every assault of the infernal adversary, every legion, every diabolical group and sect to be gone and leave God's creation alone. Houses are blessed with this holy Epiphany water and are also incensed. And lastly, the doors are marked with the year and the initials of the three kings, so that we proceed through the whole year as the three kings did, journeying towards our Lord, carrying to him the gold of our love, the incense of our prayer, and the myrrh of our mortifications, using the Holy Family as our guiding star. For Christian families, nothing more salutary nor efficacious can be imagined than the example of the Holy Family, where all domestic virtues are to be found in perfection and completeness. When Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are invoked in the home, charity is likely to be maintained in the family through their example and heavenly intercession. Their good influence is exerted over the conduct of all members. The practice of virtue is encouraged. And lastly, but not the least, the hardships which harass mankind everywhere are both mitigated and made easier to bear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.